Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to the Good News Show. This is Patty Black, and I am back bringing you the Good News Show this morning. I want to thank all of our listeners for sending us emails and for being loyal, logging on every week, listening to the show, and spreading the word. I have great guests for you this morning, so I want you to stay tuned. We have three very gifted women calling in at 6:30 this morning, and they are going to teach us about theta healing. I want to send a special thanks to Susie Q with Natural Awakenings. They wrote an excellent article about the Good News Show, and it's really helped spread the word about what we're doing. So, Susie Q, we love you and we thank you. This morning, we will be talking about tools in living a good life, and I am on air with Sherry.
Good morning. Good morning, Patty. Good morning, everybody that is listening at this early in the morning. It's so great to be here with you. We have had some incredible comments from people out there that are really enjoying the show and hearing about the tools for living a great life. I do want to ask you to write into us. Let me know what you'd like to hear about. What topics would you like us to be talking about? So write into the Good News Show, send us an email, and let me know your thoughts about that. Today we're talking about one of the tools for living a great life, and I find it to be waking up early in the morning. You know, take time in the morning to wake up early. Have a morning ritual and take time for yourself. It's great not to have to rush out the door. Take a long shower if that's what you like. I'm a great fan of spending time on myself before going to work. And, you know, you don't have to let the negative thoughts rent space in your head. We wake up in the morning, and sometimes we wake up with negative thoughts. Weed out the negative. I always tell people our negative thoughts are like weeds. We need to pull them out and plant flowers. Tune into the right channel and change the negative channel. If you're on the worry channel, well, the only thing that you're going to get is more worry. So you can tell yourself, I am not going to tune into the worry channel. I'm going to tune into the victory channel. Listen, people, pay attention to what you're thinking. We need to be more disciplined about what we're thinking about. And, you know, we can retrain our thoughts. Our thoughts, we are in control of what we're thinking about.
Mm-hmm. It's like you have the discipline to control your thoughts, or your thoughts can control you. So what are you going to choose?
Exactly. Right. We control what we are thinking about. Exactly. So, you know, are you thinking about helpful things, or are you thinking about harmful things? And it takes practice, you know, but we're on the path. And it's progress, not perfection. So we can retrain our thoughts. You know, this is the deal, people. We retrain our thoughts, and we are in control about what we are thinking about. So that's one of my first tools here.
I love that, Sherry, and I really love how you say it's progress, not perfection.
You know, that makes it, you know, feel a little bit better. You know, we know that we're all on the path, and sometimes we're high up, and sometimes we have up a step, back a step. But we're on the path, and we're all doing really good things.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I want to talk to you about is, and I know this is something that nobody really wants to hear about, but this is one of the great tools for living a great life. It's exercise. It's getting up and getting out there and exercising. And I know it's like that, you know, you just don't want to hear about that. But exercise. I used to exercise 5 times a week, and then I would take 2 days off, and then when Monday morning came, it was like hard to start exercising again. So I decided to go out every day for 30 minutes. I can do that. You know, I break a sweat for 30 minutes a day. So there's nothing to think about or negotiate. It's a done deal. I just make sure that I get out for 30 minutes a day in the morning or at night. And then if I happen to do more, it's even better. But, you know, it's not mandatory that I have to go for an hour, 2 hours. I do 30 minutes a day, and that's, you know, but it's not mandatory for my exercise schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But,
so you're saying doing it every day is easier for you as opposed to taking a couple of days off and then trying to revamp and start exercising again after a couple of days off. I was talking to a friend of mine a week or so ago, and she's approaching exercise the same way, and she's looking at it like she brushes her teeth. Every day you brush your teeth, every day you go out for a 20 or 30 minute walk, and it's making it easier for her to incorporate this into her life and so she can stay healthy.
That's it. That's it. Just like you said, you know, it's like brushing your teeth every day, take a shower every day, you exercise every day. It was very easy for me to tell myself, oh, I'll exercise tomorrow. But, you know, now tomorrow never comes. And but that then, you know, I have to set my intention every day for exercise. And if I do that every day, I set my intention, I reap the benefits. You just feel great.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're looking forward to it instead of dreading it.
Some people have the association of the word exercise with the, they have a bad association with it, or that word itself makes it hard for them to do it. So maybe thinking about it like you're just going to go for a walk as opposed to I'm going out to exercise, it may help you if you're having a problem with this tool in life.
Right, and you know, wherever you are, you just put on you just need a pair of sneakers, you can walk out, just walk out on the street, do a half hour if you're on a business trip, vacation. And there's always, I always try to find out if there's an exercise gym at the hotel where I'm staying at if I go on vacation. It becomes one of the important things for me to do. So that's it's like the big white elephant in the middle of the room. Just don't want to talk about it. You know, when I tell people about this, it's like they have every excuse in the book. Yeah, well, I've got so much to do every day, you know, I can't find exercise. But exercise has to be planned into your day also. You know, you look at what your day is, and will I do it in the morning or will I do it at night? And sometimes you have to get up that little bit extra early to make sure that you get it done early in the morning before you start your day. I usually like to start my day with exercise in the morning because I never know in the evening if I'm going to get around to it or not.
You're going to get right. And plus, it makes you feel better after you do it. You feel great.
And it's a great way to start the day.
I love that tool, Sherry.
Thank you. Well, one of the tools that I want to talk about with everybody is it's about visualization. You know, it's amazing. When I take a few minutes and I visualize what I want for the day, my desires become realities. And when you visualize what you want or what you're wishing for, what you're hoping for, well, what happens is that the universe is listening and you receive the feeling of wanting, wishing, and hoping. You don't actually get what you want, but you get the wishing, the wanting, and the hoping for instead. And you get the feeling and the experience of what you're wanting for. But so what you do and to manifest our desires, well, here's the tricky part. Instead of wanting and wishing and hoping, we have to decide in advance the outcome that we desire. We choose the way we want things to be. When you focus on your decisions and your choices, then God and the universe work in a different way. It combines the effort with our subconscious mind, and to help us find the way to make our desires happen. It's like one of those things that I don't know how this is working, but this works.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of those tools that you don't know, you know, you just do it and you watch the results. It's really amazing. It's better when we give our mind the decisions and the choices. So, you know, then it can work for us instead of against us.
Mm-hmm. It's like you're choosing your path. You're giving yourself some direction. And I want to come back to that tool. But listeners, I would like to invite you to pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to hear your good news this morning. Call us at 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you're not listening to us live or you don't have access to a phone, you could always send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's G-O-O-N-E-W-S show, at yahoo.com. And I do want you to know that you can download the show to your iPods. So if you're in the futuristic part of this generation and know how to do that, you can always download the show so you don't have to sit in front of your computer to listen to us. This is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami, Florida, the Magic City, and I am on air with Sherry.
Hi, everybody. We're talking about the tools for living a good life, and we're talking right now about visualizations as one of the great tools. And so this is the secret to making things happen in your life. You decide in advance, you create the pathway, and then you walk down the pathway you created. It's really one of the greatest tools. I've learned this many, many years ago, and I've incorporated this in my life for many, many years on visualizing and then affirming. So affirmations is when you're affirming things already in advance. You're not talking about it like, I am going to exercise one day, or today I'm going to exercise. You're already talking about, I am exercising every day. That's an affirmation. I love to exercise. I remember when I hated to get up and exercise. I used to tell myself how I love to exercise. It is part of my life. And I would say that when I hated it, when I didn't want to get up, and I would push myself out there. But this just, that's just one example. But in all of the walks of our life and all the things that we come up against, if we can use some affirmations, talking about, you know, how we are, we're good enough. You know, I am worthy. I am lovable. I am energetic. I am happy. I am at peace. Those are some great affirmations also, because, you know, we have to be able to bring in the light. When we talk and affirm in a positive way, we're bringing in the light and we're allowing those things to happen. And we can, that's how we can create a great day. We can start our day that way. You know, it's a really good thing. Like some of these things that I've talked about on getting up early in the morning and having that time to yourself. Those are some of the things that, you know, you can start your day with, you know, thinking about, you know, reading some positive meditation materials in the morning and being able to take some time to visualize and say some affirmations. It's really a great way to start the day.
Well, it sounds like it's just a little fine-tuning in your the way you say things to yourself, like changing words. Instead of I want, you can say I have. And another word is trying. I remember when we had Cindy and Robbie on, they were Cindy said that she just gave the trying word away. She will not use I am trying. She, and they've done so many things in their life. So that's, you know, when you hear somebody or hear yourself saying, I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do this, you just get rid of that word and say, I am doing this. So that's a great tool, Sherry.
Absolutely. I love that with the trying, yeah. So, you know, we don't have to dwell on negative thoughts. Speak thoughts of positive. You know, positive thoughts cancel out the negative thoughts. And we have to reprogram ourselves with positive thoughts. We don't allow the negative to keep recurring in our life. And when we get rid of the negative thoughts, we develop the right thoughts. So when we're saying, I'm not good enough, you know, don't feel really good about myself, well, you have to shake off that negative and turn it around. You know, I am good enough. I am valuable, you know. Life has a way of pushing us down. So we have to always reprogram our minds to be thinking on the positive and to lift ourselves up. So, and then that leads us to attitude. And, you know, when you have a good attitude, attitude is the only tool that we have to work on a continuing basis. And it will always be there for us. So, you know, it will always be there, and you get to actually choose what it will be. You know, it'll always every day it's our attitude that steps in the way. It will perform exactly as it's meant to be, you know, without fail. We are always in that place where are we going to have a good attitude about it, or are we not having a good attitude, and it's our choice. No one can ever take it away from us. We can change it, or we can recreate it. And it's amazing, though, how it can impact us and it can influence those around us. So we have to choose wisely. And, you know, life is great. It's always great. It's our attitude towards it that will determine its worth. So, you know, let's have a great day, have a great life, and, you know, use this tool wisely. You wake up in the morning and you want to be able to think about, you know, the joy in our life. What are we doing today? How are we going to bring ourselves to joy in our life? So that's one of our really big tools here.
Jerry, thank you so much for sharing all of this wisdom with our listeners. It's just, I love the information that you're giving our listeners, and they love it too. They are sending in emails, and it has changed some of our listeners' lives. That's what they're telling us. So we want to hear the mantra for the week.
The mantra is live simply, love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly. That's it.
That's great. Thank you so much. Listeners, we want you to know that the Living Large series, we had an 8-week series. It is available on audio CD, so you can listen to it in the car. And if you want information on that, just give us a call at the station or send us an email. The number is 347-324-5983, or send an email to goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. Now, we have a very special guest coming on this morning. I am so excited, and I think she's going to be calling in about 15 seconds. So, listeners, we want you to prepare. We have somebody that you probably already know, somebody who's a terrific woman, and I think she's here. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Good morning, ladies, Sherry and Patty, and listeners.
Good morning.
Good morning,
we have Zena.
Hi there, everybody. I'm so excited to be here again.
We're so excited to have you. Could you give our listeners a little update? How is it going out in Puerto Vallarta?
I have been so in love with Puerto Vallarta. It's been such an amazing life for me. It's a year now that I've been there. August 1st will be a year. And I just love it. I think it's the most incredible journey that I have done in my life right now, just to have picked up and made this move and get to open up a whole new life for myself. It's been very, very exciting. You know, and I thought I'd like to let your listeners know a little bit about Puerto Vallarta and what I like so much, and about the business and what's going on down there, you know?
Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear that, Zena. We're actually very excited to look forward to going down and seeing some things out there and looking at some property, and so we want to hear more about it.
Well, you know, Puerto Vallarta is known as paradise. That's what everybody calls it, paradise. So that's a nice little visual. And, you know, a lot of people say, where is Puerto Vallarta? And Puerto Vallarta is on the west coast of Mexico. It's on the Pacific Ocean coastline. And it's right in the middle of the largest bay in Mexico, which is called the Bay of the Banderas, and also the Sierra Madre Mountains. So you get the water, the mountains. It's really, really visually beautiful. And what's great about hurricanes, as Miami gets a lot of hurricanes and everything, we have not had a hurricane hit landfall since the record-keeping time because of it's protected in that bay. So that's really a nice thing. A lot of people hear the hurricanes are starting out there, and they're always asking me, but it's protected and we don't get it. Another thing that we do get are visits from the humpback whales, the dolphins, the monterays, all in the winter season. And then during the summer, we get the sea turtles that arrive on the shores to lay their eggs. It's just such a, it's magnificent.
Mm.
And we have 300 sunny days a year. How nice is that? The rainy season is like late June to early October, but it's very polite rain because the days are beautiful and sunny and the rains are come at night. So it's just really neat. And so, you know, that's the area, and it's great. And, you know, buying in the south of the border there, the government has their tourist developments are pumping millions of dollars into the Puerto Vallarta area known as the Nayarit Riviera. So, you know, between Paradise, between the Riviera, I mean, they've created incredible developments. The government has created these developments in resorts like in past in Cancun and Los Cabos and Ixtapa, and now they're into the Puerto Vallarta area. So the Puerto Vallarta real estate market's very active. It's very thriving. The prices are still lower than any of the competing markets. So buyers are buying up as quickly as the real estate becomes available. It's just awesome. And the Mexican, and when you're buying property in the south of the border, in Mexico, as in the U.S., the transfer of real estate is administered by the federal government. And everything is very safe. Everything is done very legal, and everybody's very covered. And the great thing is taxes are a home on the water, right on the beach, is like $200 a year. I mean, you can't beat it.
Wow.
I want to hear that again. $200 a year?
Right. Taxes. There is one home that I'm selling right now. It's on the beach, and it's $200 a year for property taxes. So different than anywhere else. So there's so many wonderful reasons for buying there. I mean, home care, people coming in and taking care of your home is like $15 a day opposed to anywhere from $60 to $80 a day. $15 a day.
Mm.
There is a lot of it's just an amazing place. And the Mexican people are very warm, wonderful, family-oriented, love to work. And it's been great. I really have loved it.
Zena, tell our listeners how much gas is out there.
$2.60 right now.
$2.60. Wow.
And they put a hold on any of the produce and the fruits, the produce, anything for going up in price. So for this year, everything is on a hold. So nothing's going up like that. And, you know, it's been great because we don't hear about what's going on with the economy. It's in Mexico, things are great, things are strong, it's going. We have a large Canadian clientele. People are buying, the market, the dollar is very strong over there right now, and a lot of people are buying, and a lot of the Europeans and the Americans that want to invest their money, that it certainly is not a place here in the U.S. right now. So Mexico has been great for that. It's really been great. And, you know, I encourage your listeners, if they want to come and live their dream, then this is a great place. It really is a great place. And I've loved being able to find my clients their Mexican dream home or condo. And it's been a great joy for me to be able to put my people together with their dream. And it's been a joy for me to be there.
Well, that sounds like a dream come true. And I know that we've seen you so happy every time you come back. We see the energy that you have from being over there. So we are really looking forward to seeing what's over there. And we'll be able to tell our listeners from our experience a little bit more about what we see over there and take a look at some of the real estate opportunities. And tell our listeners, Zena, how they can find you.
Well, to start with, you can look up our website, which is move to the number 2, Mexico.com, www.move2mexico.com. And if they want to get in contact with me directly, it's Zena, Z-E-N-A, at move2mexico.com. But check out the website. It's really cool. You get to see a little bit of what's there for the prices. And come visit. Come visit, definitely, and make your dreams come true, for sure.
Well, it certainly sounds like you are in paradise out there. And Zena, we have about 4 or 5 more minutes, and I just would like for you to quickly share your story with our listeners, those who haven't heard your story, regarding how you just packed everything up and you moved out there to change your life.
Well, I was a hair and makeup artist for 45 years. I had a big birthday come around, and I was ready to write the second chapter of my life, and I knew that I can have whatever it is I want. And with knowing that, I got an opportunity. I have a friend there that I've been friends with forever, gave me an opportunity to come out and check out Mexico, Puerto Vallarta, and see the real estate business, and invited me to do business there. And I checked it out for 2 weeks. I loved it. I went there not knowing the language, not knowing my computer, not knowing the business, not knowing my way around or the developments. Today, I know everything. It was so exciting. It was like, I remember the days, I mean, just another day and the same work and the same everything. And even though I've loved my business, it was just the same. And today, I can't wait to wake up and see what's in store for me, because every day I can create anything I want. And I look forward to what the day has to offer me. And so that I've just created a whole new life, and with that I go back to Miami every 6 weeks to do my clients, my hair clients, and that's been a real blessing for me to have my clients wait for me. And I go back, I work like 4 days, 9 to 9, and do my hair clients, and then go back to Mexico, change hats. There I am, the realtor, and. And I have, my life is complete, my life is full, and, you know, and also with what you were talking about, exercise, everything, you know, I have that in my life, and eating properly, and exercising, and doing my work, and just creating another day, and whatever it is I want for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Life has been really, really full, and I've been very, very blessed.
Well, it sounds like it took a lot of courage to make that move and transition, and a lot of faith. And now you're having the results of it, and it's positive, and it's been life changing for you.
Yes, it has. And you know, it's, you know, for any of the listeners that have been putting something off that they've wanted to do, today's the day. Today is the day to just make your changes. It's so exciting to be able to go after your dream, whatever it is, fulfilling your heart, your inside path that you want, letting go, just knowing that your life is being taken care of. Just let go and see, and stop directing the traffic. I've just let go and say, okay, you know, there's a higher power out there that knows what I need, because I don't. I let go, and everything is just takes form, and my life is directed. You know,
mm-hmm.
You have to be open to, you know, the three things I know is trusting in knowing everything is taken care of, be open to allow it to happen, you know, and let the dream go through you,
and be willing to make the change.
Be willing, yes.
Right. Be open to it, and just live your life's purpose.
Absolutely.
No, I think
willing
that's
and open,
great.
For sure.
Oh, what a great story, Zena. Well, before you hang up, I want you to give our listeners your website address one more time.
Okay, and that is www.move2, mexico.com, and Zena, Z-E-N-A, at move, the number two, mexico.com. And check it out.
Well, we want to thank you for calling in this morning. I know we have listeners that ask for you to call in, so this is a special treat, and we love you, and we do hope that we talk with you again soon.
Thank you so much. Like you are living, you're living the tools of living a great life, so thank you, Zena.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Thanks a lot, listeners. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Zena.
Bye, Zena. I just love when she is on the air with us. She brings so much energy and light. We have our guests who are going to be talking about theta healing, calling in right now. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is that you, Maria?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Maria. It's good to have you here with us early this morning. Tell us, Maria. Introduce your the other ladies that we have on the show with us.
Okay, I have April Colon, who is a who teaches theta healing in Sunrise, Florida, and I also have Maritere Santiago, who also teaches theta healing in the South Miami area, and. Basically, these women are true angels and have become my mentors, and they have been teaching and practicing theta healing for many years. And I'm sure.
Well, good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Please, everybody, speak very loud.
Okay.
We know it's early, but. So, Maria, we'd like for you to first explain a little bit about your background and what you're doing, and then we'd like for you to introduce your guests.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm a certified DNA theta healing practitioner, and I'm also a certified Pilates teacher, and my studio is located in the downtown Miami area by the Miami River. And really, for as long as I can remember, both like men and women, for some reason, have been very comfortable talking to me about their lives. And as a Pilates teacher, I seem to attract a high percentage of rehab clients, you know, people who are in pain with illness and have something, and sometimes many things, going on in their bodies. And I am very grateful for this experience because I easily became really good at helping people to heal. And during my initial assessment with a first-time client, we talk about their goals and what they want most of their time with me, and quickly I hear what they truly believe and think about themselves. And during my sessions with them, I also learn that they are in emotional and spiritual struggle or pain. So for many years, I help people to reach their goals physically and sometimes emotionally with nutrition and exercise, but for some people, it just wasn't enough. It helped incredibly, but some individuals would reach the goals or they were really close to reaching their goals, and then they would just quit and sabotage themselves with, like, excuses and would go right back to their old weight, their old habits, and their old addictions. And it was obvious to me that they were just holding themselves back for some reason, and I just couldn't understand why. So lucky for me, one day I had a client who was a true friend. She said to me, you know, I thought of you when I read this information. I really think you should check this out, blah, blah, blah. So that night after I finished work and I put the kids to sleep, I got on the web and I looked up thetahealing.com. And I stayed up all night reading and researching Theta Healing. And I couldn't sleep. I was up all night because I knew with all my heart that I had stumbled upon something that was huge and that it would help heal and change people's lives forever. So, I mean, it was just one of those things where you just know with all your, you know, with all your cells and beings that, like, wow, this is something that just hits home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was like the missing link to my practice, because I was really good at the exercise part and the nutritional part, but the emotional part, for some reason, some people were easy and some people just were stuck, you know. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now I guess you're probably wondering what theta healing is, and basically it's energy work, and it's a simple and effective method for permanent self-transformation. There's a woman named Deanna Dibal who pioneered and she redefined the method of Theta Healing. And basically what it is the technique that is done in Theta State. So Theta State for, I didn't know what this was until, you know, I learned this, but Theta State is a very deep state of relaxation. Basically it's used in like hypnosis or it's like the first stage of dream state. The brain waves are slowed to a frequency of 4 to 7 cycles per second, and Theta brain can be thought of as your subconscious. They govern the part of the mind that is layered between the conscious and the unconscious. They hold our memories, our sensations, and they govern our attitudes and beliefs and our behaviors. So, with this work, and even before this work, it had been scientifically proven that we can make change easily in this subconscious mind while in Theta state, like changing our repetitive behaviors, our emotions, and our addictions. So basically the most powerful aspect of this technique, which April's is gonna discuss into more detail, and so is Maritere, and that is that this work, you can easily change your negative core beliefs to positive ones. You can also teach yourself feelings. You know, for example, we may or may not know what unconditional love feels like, what wealth feels like, or prosperity, or abundance, for that matter. We can also teach what it feels like to live without a certain feeling and emotion, like, for example, fear, anger, and doubt. And fear, anger, doubt, even resentment are some emotions that hold us back in life. And with this work, you can release and eliminate the fear and the doubt. A good example right now that's very mainstream is the law of attraction. And for some people, it's hard because they hold on to fears and doubts about themselves and about, you know, getting what they want. So once they release the fear and the doubt, they then, you know, it's easier for them to, you know, to reach their dream. So,
you have to hear explaining it really, really well, Maria. Also, the woman that started Theta Healing, didn't she cure herself from her cancer?
She did. She had, I think it was a rare cancer that she had, and she basically was able to heal herself with this work. And that, you know, obviously that would motivate anyone, right, to sort of find out more. Her thing was, okay, now that I've been able to heal myself, I'm just going to, my duty in life is just to, you know, spread this to everyone and let everyone else, you know, do the same with whatever healings they need.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, another thing is that ever since I got my certification, you know, probably about over a year ago, I've witnessed many healings and I learned that my words easily become reality. So, like, manifestations become real easy, so I sometimes have to be careful, you know, with what I say because it happens, which is, you know, it's scary and it's also great. You just sort of, you know, you realize this and you just focus on, okay, what is it that I want? And it just happens. So it's a blessing. It's been the best thing that's happened to me. And it's really helped a lot of my clients, you know, with their wellness goals, really. So anyways, I wanted to see if, is April on the line?
I am.
Excellent. So I want to hand it over to you so you can give them a little bit more information on the belief work, since that's like the most profound part of, you know, the Theta Healing.
Hi, good morning.
You're on, April.
Good morning. April.
Blessing and an honor always. I'm just going to explain. DNA Theta Healing offers many benefits.
Mm-hmm.
But the core essence of DNA Theta, actually the core belief reprogramming. And what DNA Theta healing accesses a brain wave.
Excuse me, April. Your phone is cutting off a little bit. Maybe you can move somewhere, or I don't know if you're on cell phone.
We can't hear
you. Are
you
there?
April?
It looks like we lost connection with April.
Let's moving on.
Okay.
She's calling back in.
Yes, I'm here.
She's calling in. Okay.
April.
Okay. Can you hear me?
April.
Hello.
Hello.
We
are you back.
Sky high over here. I kind of blew my phone up. I apologize for that.
Oh, all right. So let's backtrack again, and we'd like for you to start again.
Okay. Basically, DNA theta healing accesses theta brain waves to instantaneously unlock and enter into the subconscious and unconscious mind. We are an system and database, informational storehouse of information that is contained on a cellular level. We're operating from messages that is contained within each and every one of ourselves. We are basically accessing our sub and unconscious level 10% in our everyday waking state. Yet, it is those levels that is creating the reality in every area of our lives. So what DNA theta does is unlock what is locked on those subconscious and unconscious levels through the use of quantum mechanics, the act of observation, witnessing, and co-creating. We literally rewrite cellular language that is contained within ourselves, that is the information that is less than what we truly desire or what we truly want in our lives. We rewrite that information so that we're operating from a higher positive paradigm, hence creating the true positive results in our life that we really desire and want. So we know genetically we are made up of mother and our father. However, we are made up of mother 7 generations back, father 7 generations back, as well all of the in between. So we're operating from belief systems that doesn't even belong to us. A lot of times we accept fears, doubt, sadness, depression, sorrow, whatever that feeling may be, we accept it as it's just the normal state of me, so I just accept it as I am, thinking and believing this is our true condition, when it is not. What if it was great-great-great-great-grandmother's information that has genetically been passed along, paid forward to us, and we're operating from it and just accepting it? So we actually and literally rewrite the cellular language and information that is contained within ourselves so that we are creating the results we truly desire. Now, not only are we made up of the core belief level, which holds the the genetic level, which holds these generations mother, father. The core belief level is the neurons in the frontal lobe. From the moment of conception throughout early childhood, every negative belief or thought that was projected to us, even while in the womb, as a very intuitive fetus, we took that on as ours and operating from that level as well. Now, not to impose upon another's belief system, however, I believe that we are so much more than we could ever fathom ourselves to be. We've lived many lives. For most of us, this is not our first time around the block. This is one of the reasons why so many wise, wise souls are here on Earth doing this work. So we're also operating from what's called the history level. And what that history level holds is every past life ever lived. So we're operating from that information combined with genetic and core. And the fourth level is called the soul, all-encompassing. Within each and every one of us is our DNA. Years ago, science stated that they discovered what was called latent, dormant DNA in our bodies. Latent, dormant, meaning it was junk and it was of no use, had no purpose. Was there ever anything created with and for no purpose, of no use. So what if that DNA stored and held the divine qualities of every human being, of all that we are, our godlike qualities, or whatever one chooses to call source, and the beings that we once were, the ability to perform miracles in an instant, many, many abilities that we once possessed. So that soul level is all-encompassing. It holds all of that data, all of that information from every lifetime ever lived, on-world and off-world. Where were we before we got here? Where were we before we entered into our mother's womb? We were certainly somewhere. Mm-hmm. So we're operating from these four core levels. And the conscious mind only accesses 10% of this information that is stored. One of the reasons, or the difference between DNA theta and the law of attraction, I can put my conscious mind to desire. I know I desire love. I desire that great love. I desire prosperity. I desire abundance. And yet, everything in my reality is being created somewhat contradictive to what I think I believe. One of the reasons for that is because of the information, the belief system that is stored on the in the sub and unconscious mind that is made up of those four levels I just described is contradictive to what we think we believe. And those levels is creating every area of our lives. Cells communicate cell to cell. There's billions of cells in our bodies, and each one is communicating its own message, its own information. Cells communicate, they say, duplicate, replicate. And hence, the dance continues. This is what's keeping our bodies functioning and alive, that cellular communication. So we literally rewrite. Not all messages or belief systems, obviously, are negative of nature. We're only here to discover what is the negative beliefs that we're operating from that are acting as a stronghold, that are acting as a barrier or a block in our lives, that are preventing us from moving forward with joy, claiming and embracing our divine birthright. We deserve our divine birthright is prosperity, is wealth. Is health, is joy. We are capable of performing miracles with just our thoughts. If our belief system held that, our bodies were prepared and created to instantaneously repair and heal itself. And I always say, many masters walk the face of this earth. Many were recreated any less than they. Indeed, not. What did they know that we have forgotten? And what did they know that we are not claiming? So another benefit, there's many benefits to DNA theta healing. You have instant access to your higher self, that wise, all-knowing self. You replace seeking and searching with confidence, sure knowing, feeling resolved, being resolved, clarity. So there are many benefits. Your vitality and energy levels are just astronomical. That vibrant, radiant youth and vitality energy restored. When you want to communicate with as Mary Atair is going to explain and go into as well, angels, spirit guides, masters, ancestors, you do that easily. This is no less than who we all are by our divine birthright. So the core essence of DNA theta healing is the core belief reprogramming, because as long as those belief systems are in place that are of a negative nature, it is blocking us and preventing us from moving forward in life, embracing our divinity, embracing our divine birthright, claiming our prosperity, our abundance. It's blocking and acting as a stronghold and a barrier. We simply identify that in a very rapid way. DNA Theta accesses what takes professional therapists years to unlock and discover. Takes DNA Theta minutes. And once that has been identified, it instantaneously transforms and transcribed on a cellular level. So we are no longer operating from that place. And then all of a sudden you realize that your pathway has just been opened and you become the witness to the miracle that you are, and the miracle life that you have desired to create is no longer a desire, rather your reality. Because you're operating from that belief system now rather than the outdated one. So DNA Theta has completely, I use the word transformed lightly because what it has done is just, it's recreated and redefined. My entire life I knew this is and was who we are. And I knew that we had abilities that were so much more than what was being presented and offered to us by society, by mainstream, by whatever. There was an innate knowing within me that knew this is no less who and what we are capable of. So basically, that's what I'm here to talk about, the core belief reprogramming, because it is indeed the core essence of Theta Healing, and it's what recreates and redefines. As long as I am operating from an outdated belief system, my results within my reality, in my world, in every area of my life will be created contradictive to what I truly desire.
Well, that sounds great. So I want everybody to get to know everybody's website. So let's start with you. Why don't you tell them where they can find you? And then we will go on to Maria Cherry.
We have 7 minutes left.
My website is www.heart-soulsolutions.com.
Okay, thank you. So let's move on. Mariteri?
Good morning. Mariteri.
Good morning.
You can call me Mari. I know that's my saying Mariteri sometimes. It's not so easy, but that's fine. I have been, what I'm here now is that I am also a Theta Healing practitioner. But the reason why I'm in this group is because we all believe the same. We have gone through all this wonderful experience of change and manifestations. What I would like to add to this experience is maybe some testimonies or examples of what I have seen. Since I'm since an early age, I started my life seeing my angels. And that changed my life, and because I had a mother and a family that they believed that angels existed. So they never told me that I was wrong, and I was able to keep connected to my spiritual side. So all my life I had been helping people through angel readings or angel connections of some kind. And I realized that information alone was not good enough and that I needed to help people to do permanent changes so that they can manifest what they want in life. So I asked for guidance. And it happened that I, you know, it just came to my hand, the book from Bayana. And I realized the same way that Maria, that this was something, a special modality of healing that could really, really make a difference. So I got involved with Theta Healing, and of all the many, many healing techniques I have studied in my life, this one put everything together, because it's just, it's a meditational process that creates physical, psychological, spiritual healing, just with the focus of prayer directly through the Creator. There is no religion affiliation necessary, and the only requirement from the person that is trying to make changes is to believe in God. or a creator, or energy, whatever way you describe what we are calling God today. So the only requirement is to believe that there is a huge, huge power out there, bigger than us, and that we're part of it. So it put me to work with people in a different way. It really changed everything. And I found myself that since I already work with angels, Theta Healing allows me to bring to the practice what I already know and what already is part of my life. So I started through the angels. You see, everybody needs something different. So maybe I am a person connected with angels, and maybe people need that type of reassurance. Some people don't. Some people might need just to work on their body like they do with Maria Forrest. It's just different for everybody. But Theta will get to the core of the beliefs and make a big difference. Let me tell you one analogy that makes a big difference when I really thought about it. Is that when you're cooking, you are doing something fast, and all of a sudden you cut yourself. Huge cut. But still, you just put a piece of paper, put some pressure there, and it's a given thing in your mind. You decide, oh, by tomorrow, this is going to be healed. And you don't even think about it. It's just a knowing that this is going to heal. What makes us think that we cannot heal everything else in our body exactly the same way? We go through big surgeries and we heal from that. We get a cold and we know that in a few days it's going to be gone. The key here is that those things we learn as we grew, but we have not been reminded of our ability of heal ourselves in every single cell of your body. And we have known, and there are so many testimonies of people that had healed themselves from big, big issues like cancer and many other things. Many of my patients had been cured from different things, and one of them is depression. You know, we sometimes say depression as a general thing. Oh, this person is depressed. Depression takes you to a negative state in life that can really stop you from manifesting anything positive around you. So that alone would be enough to make someone change and believe that they deserve to be happy. And not only that they think that they want to be happy, but that their subconscious also thinks the same way. It's trying to create coherence in life. You know, some people, you can intellectually think, oh, I deserve to be happy and I work so hard to be happy. But if I could ask your soul, your deep, deep soul, you might tell me, I don't know if I deserve it. So not being coherent between your thought and your emotions can then stop you from being happy, not being able to recognize life. So this has been a change of approaching healing, and I have so many people that come, and since they believe in God and they believe that they were created equal, I help them through Theta Healing to connect to the Creator and do all these great changes.
Maddie Teddy, let me just stop you for a minute because I want everyone to get your website. Would you please let everyone know your website and
very
then
well.
Maria Forrest also?
Okay.
Very well. Mine is www.cocreatingmylife.com.
Okay, that's www.cocreatingmylife.com.
That's correct.
And Maria Forrest?
It's Forrest Pilates. That's Forrest Pilates. Pilates.com. So ForrestPilates.com.
ForrestPilates.com. Okay. Well, the three of you are amazingly gifted women, and we want to. For visiting us this morning and sharing all of your knowledge. And listeners, I encourage you to get in touch with them, read their website. It sounds like they have the key to unlocking a lot of things in your life. So I'm after listening to you today, I'm definitely going to be getting in touch with you. I think you could really just help somebody increase their lifestyle. So we want to thank you for being on air with us.
Thank you so much. You all bring something different to the table. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
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 Bye.
Wow.
That was very powerful.
That's very powerful. Listeners, we want you to tune in next week. We're going to have Jacques Wiley. Jacques Wiley is an author of many great books. One is entitled Bloom Where You Are Planted, and another book is How to Survive in the Concrete Jungle. So I know that's going to be an excellent interview. And we want to thank you for being tapped into us this early Monday morning. We love you, and send us those emails.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.